Introduction from Mojo Tony. It's coming up to 10 o'clock here at 5 EBI, and I think we'll do the weather and get stuck into Peter this morning. Peter Dynan from Freedom Fitness on Flinders Street. Delightful gymnasium. It's not a huge one, but it's got everything there that you'll ever want, and a four-lane pool that you can swim to your heart's content. Instead of swimming the English Channel and getting bitten and blown by everything, you can swim in his pool as a member. 21 degrees and sunny, beautiful today. Looking out through the back lane, it is bright sunshine. Lovely, lovely day. Tomorrow won't be too bad, 20 degrees, but the cloud will increase during the day and a very slight chance of shower mid-afternoon. And then there will be a chance of rain in the evening, and the wind's getting up around 40 kilometres as the change does come in. And tomorrow night, Friday night, up to 2 millimetres of rain coming, 20 degrees. Then it drops 6 degrees into Saturday, and a very high chance of rain morning and afternoon, and thunderstorms as well, and up to 15 millimetres. That's a wintry old day because it's only going to be 14 degrees. Sunday, not much better, 15 degrees, but the showers slowed down a bit, 0.2 of a millimetre there. Partly cloudy, very slight chance for drop on Monday, 1st of July, 15. Tuesday, 14, partly cloudy, and Wednesday, fine, partly cloudy, and 14 degrees again. So enjoy today, tomorrow, because the rest of the week, forecast period will be in the low to mid-teens. For Adelaide today, 21, as I mentioned. Overnight was a pretty mild night, 12 degrees at 22 minutes past 10. Last night, just 12 degrees. And checking out the carport here at 5 EBI, the temperature, oh, that's nice, 17.4 degrees, must feel good, and I'm sure Peter Dynan feels good walking in shirt sleeves.
Thank you, David. Yes, I feel very good. We've had such, trying to get some vitamin D on my skin, sunshine. It's been so cold, and especially those, you know, the other day I was driving to work and there's frost on the windows, and you're trying to clean it up, and we finally get to the fitness centre, but, you know, come 10 o'clock in the morning, it's beautiful now. That winter sun is so rewarding. So, yeah, I just try to soak up a bit of this vitamin D on the skin and absorb it. And you just feel so refreshed from the sun. Everyone's sort of looking for those sun pockets. So yes, the body's telling us something.
That's right. And and it probably is. You say, oh, it's nice to sit in the sunshine. But really, your body needs it and craving for it.
You have a couple of choices. You can sit in the sun or eat a can of sardines. You can only eat so many sardines, so, you know, they can be tough some days, but the sun is definitely the better choice.
Sardines are vitamin D,
are they? Yeah, sardines and all. Small fish are vitamin D, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it's still not, nothing is as good as the sun for vitamin D.
Yeah.
You know, even cod liver oil or any supplement that we're trying to take for vitamin D is what we do want is the sun, and that's the number one. So if you can get out there, short sleeves, and just soak it up 20 minutes, you'll feel recharged.
Take your shirt off in
the privacy of your own house. You could take your garden. You could take your shirt off.
Take it really off if you really want to.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? When you're in England, you always notice that it's just like their culture. When the sun's out, everyone takes a shirt off. They go into the shops. They walk down the streets. You just got big white bodies floating around everywhere. And I guess it comes out so rarely they want to.
Big white blubbery bodies. Not a pretty sight. Speaking of bodies and diet and blubber and fat and all those things, I've seen a lot about vegan diets, and I still think a balanced diet, and we talked about the Mediterranean one. Should one go on to a vegan diet?
It's so popular at the moment. I mean, I think last year we said, look, probably for 2018, maybe 2019, it will be the most popular diet, but it's really gone off the scales, you know, plant-based diet, they call it these days. Look, I think any diet's better than the standard Australian diet.
Mm.
You know, the standard Australian diet for
Big Mac.
Yeah, Big Mac. All that carbohydrates and the margarine, and it caused a lot of disease. And now, you know, the standard Australian diet committee are changing it, but it takes such a long time. You know, don't eat margarine, get off the white bread. So I think if you eliminate the processed foods from a standard Australian diet, that's quite good for the vegan diet. Eliminating processed food. And it's funny, you know, with food, with the vegan diet, I guess, if when you go shopping and the food has a label on it, the label's not telling you what's good in it. It's actually warning you. You know, it's got this much processed food, this much carbohydrates, this much trans fat, whatever. So a lot of the vegan food is quite fresh food. It's, you know, so as long as you're not buying processed vegan food, I think it's pretty good. the only, I mean, a bit like yourself, I'm a big favour of the Mediterranean diet. Mm. I think that balance, it sort of worries me a little bit when you buy food and it has to be fortified with vitamins. So a lot of the vegan food hasn't got B12 or iron in it. So you buy food and it's been fortified. It's been put into that food.
Oh, so they produce food for vegan people and
they fortify it, vitamins. Like, yeah, like the milks or a cereal is like one they'll put iron in there or B12, and it's just fortifying the food. So that always bothers me a little bit. Why can't you just get it from real food? But a lot of people are getting good results. I think it's, I said, definitely better than the standard Australian diet. I think people should try it, and if it suits them, no diet is for everyone. You know, people react differently. Mm. It seems to have good momentum. I think it's okay.
Give the man meat.
I'm
afraid I do have to have meat several times.
100%. And look, David, I've tried the vegan diet, and I just got very skinny on it, Mediterranean diet.
Yeah. Is it a yuppie thing, you know, for young people now?
It's those that
live down Bowden, Brompton, and all
Is it that? Well, I think there's a very much conscientious movement for making the world a better place and the farming and conscientious. So, yes, I think there's people are changing, you know, life's changing. You know, people are very conscientious about waste and plastics and climate change and farming. So there's that sort of side to it, definitely.
Strange. Now
it's bordering a cult.
Yeah.
The vegan diet. It's bordering a cult. Yeah. So even now when I'm talking about it, I'm sort of have to be careful how I talk about it, because you're going to get 100 phone calls saying, you know, we're in trouble. Where if I was talking about a carnival diet, I could absolutely, you know, say this is bad. That's wrong. So there's that side which I don't like too much about it. But for health benefits. Yeah, I think it's okay.
Yeah. And it does have its balance.
It's good, healthy green food. I mean, it's okay.
Blood glucose monitors. I saw something on the telly just recently where they don't prick their finger anymore.
That's right, yeah. This is the future. So, yes, as you said, David, previously we used to prick our finger and do a blood, and after about a week...
You'd run out of fingers.
And you'd have numbness in your fingers. But now... I think Abbott is the one that have got it. And it's a patch that goes into your shoulder, and it's there's a little hair-sized needle that will go in, and that will constantly monitor your blood glucose, 24 hours. And it's actually worked off your phone. So previously you'd prick your finger and you'd have like a window snapshot of that moment of time. But your blood glucose changes every minute, every second of every day.
Everything you eat.
If you're not sleeping too well, your blood glucose will rise. If you're under stress, cortisol really raises blood glucose. So it changes all the time. Whereas when you've got it monitored, you can actually monitor it. So, and the beauty of that is we know high blood glucose causes all metabolic diseases. So all of a sudden you've had maybe a high carbohydrate meal and you look on your monitor, you're quite high. You know for the next 4 or 5 hours, you don't need any carbohydrates.
Mm.
You know, and then you sort of look on your monitor, come down. Okay, I can have another meal. Or you might eating quite well and your blood glucose is quite high and you're like, why is that? Well, I didn't sleep well last night. Or I'm stressed about something. And this all raises blood glucose.
Yeah.
So I think they're excellent. I think... in the future, we're all going to be having them. I think Apple will produce one. It'll work off the phone, or you can actually buy the Abbott one. It is expensive. It's sort of $10 a day. So probably $3,500 a year. It'll come down in price. And I know that health insurance might help out with that. But if you can monitor your blood glucose 24 hours a day, you're monitoring your health.
That's right.
You absolutely know. And you might think, look, I've got a fast today or whatever it is. But you can actually bring that glucose down and... you know, you are actually controlling your health. So, yes, it's so much better than pricking your fingers and putting a little... Even though that was a great invention in its day, wasn't it?
Yes. But I've never, thankfully, touch wood, suffered diabetes. But I used to watch a couple of mates that had diabetes, and they used to, as young fellas, would prick their finger every day.
Mm.
I said, oh, that hurts. I mean, you just prick and stab your finger... on a needle or something, and that does hurt.
Yeah, I've been using one because I like to monitor my bloods, and I've been using one of those. I haven't got one of those Abbott ones where you put in your shoulder yet, but I've been pricking my fingers. And look, it doesn't hurt, but after a while, you lose the sensation in your fingertips. Yes. Yeah, and you know, it's you're only getting a snapshot of that moment, as I said. So, you know, any moment of time, even when you're driving a car, you might have a quick hit of cortisol, and we know that. Raise blood glucose. So the 24-hour monitoring system It really is future. And I think we'll all be having them.
Is it available?
Yeah, absolutely. You can absolutely go to online, I guess, or a chemist. But I know if you are a diabetic and you can get a script for it, I think it's a lot cheaper. But the general rule is it's $10 a day. And I think the ABBA is actually a pretty good one.
Isn't it ridiculous the fact that you get the results on your phone?
Oh, it's...
It refers to your phone, however it does.
It is absolutely...
My phone's to ring up.
Not anymore. It's Star Trek, isn't it? I mean, our health is monitored on our phone. Even someone showed me the other day, the sleep app they got on their phone.
Yes.
So the phone goes beside the bed, and then they said, I had 3 hours REM sleep last night, and crazy dreams, and it actually monitors it. So, it's technology is fantastic for health.
Yeah. We're talking about the vegan diet. We're talking about your health in your bloods. How about fasting?
Yeah.
And I believe you had a bit of a wet fast there a short while ago.
Yeah, we had a question at the gym, when shouldn't you fast? And just answer, last week it was a four-day fast, a water-only fast, which I went on.
Water?
Yeah.
For 4 days?
Yeah. And the reason for that is that just to drain your organs of fat. So if you can imagine you've got a suitcase and you're going on holiday and you pack it full of clothes and it's absolutely packed, you think that's like your organs or a fat cell, absolutely full of fat, but you've got two more T-shirts that want to go in and you can't get them in. It's a bit like your cell or your organ. You can't get any more fat in. You've either got two choices. You either take something out of the suitcase, or you get someone to help you, insulin or something, or a friend to push it more in and jam more fat in.
Yeah.
And so going on a long fast, actually, if you can imagine, takes clothes out of the suitcase so you can fit more stuff in. So it actually drains your organs and your liver. Well, liver is obviously an organ, and your fat deposits, and it's draining your body of fat. So that's why we did the long fast. So
yeah,
and prior to that, so last week it was, I went on to a ketogenic diet for like a week, which is probably the most awful diet in the world, high fat and low carbs. But that gets your ketones quite high, and then you can enter into a long fast. And they said the fast was 4 days. They say for most benefits, it's between 3 and 7. I thought 4 was enough. I was looking forward to getting off it. And then I ended back on the keto diet. Yeah, it's very, very hungry. The health benefits are really good, and there's so much research at the moment. And if you sort of break that down, though, we have sort of 3 meals a day. That's 1,000 meals a year. Well, I'm only not eating 15 meals. So I'm not eating 15 meals out of 1,000 meals over the year. So it's not so bad when you look at it like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, the hunger and that. So when shouldn't you fast? I think maybe when you're ill.
Yes.
You shouldn't be doing it. If you're on medication, that's the only times. But really, we should be trying to fast, incorporate it into our diet and lifestyle as much as we can.
But for normal people, not yourself, normal people,
yeah,
a 24-hour fast is sufficient and worthwhile?
Yeah, 100%.
Mm.
Yep, 24-hour fast is excellent. I mean, a lot of people... One day on, one day off fasting.
Mm.
Obviously, the longer the fast you can do, the better. The more benefits you're going to have out of it. But people have been fasting since the beginning of time.
Mm.
You know, religious Lent.
Mm.
I know the Muslims will fast in Ramadan and what have you. And, they knew the benefits back in thousands of years ago.
Yeah.
Because obviously at Christmas stuff, we overeat.
Of course.
So we have times in our life when we overeat. So there's got to be times in our life where we reset, where we drain our body of fat and fasting, yeah.
So if I had breakfast this morning,
yes,
and then nothing more to eat until tomorrow morning, there's 7 or 8 hours in the middle of it where I'm asleep, so I'd not...
Oh, there you go, you've knocked plenty off, yep.
So that 24 hours, including the sleepy time, is probably beneficial, and as you say, it doesn't hurt a bit.
Really beneficial, and remember, you're actually draining all your organs of fat, so it makes them work properly.
Mm.
You know, even your pancreas and your liver and your kidneys, they all get fat and they get clogged up.
Yeah.
You know, and I love that analysis of the suitcase. You know, so it's full of fat. Well, you're actually taking some stuff out, and so later on you can put some more fat in. Yeah.
Mm. Interesting one.
So yeah, if you can, yes, 1 meal a day is fantastic. If you can get 36 or 48 hours, it's great.
Yeah.
Try incorporate it into your lifestyle. Yeah.
Peter, thank you so much. You always come up with something
thank
rather,
you, David.
Rather strange. And you've done it again. 4 day water diet. God, I'll be running down to Big Macs.
It's funny because the hunger, people say, weren't you hungry? But the hunger is on the same level as if you're hungry during the day, David. So, for example, if you've skipped a couple of meals and it's like under five and you think, I can't wait for dinner, I'm hungry. Well, that is the same hunger level as you have after 4 days. Mm. It's not constant hunger, but every now and then you've got a hunger pain.
Yeah.
So it's okay.
Yeah. Peter Dynan from Freedom Fitness. And if you'd like to know more, you can pop in and have a chat with Peter. He doesn't mind at all. Some lovely, well-trained staff that can advise you as well. Or if you'd like to give it a try, go down with your sneakers, your runners, and a pair of shorts and have a little tryout under supervision and enjoy some well-planned exercise. It's 14 minutes past 10. Go to talk about diet. I've got a group called Hijas del Tomato. We are the tomato.